from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar. That was Absolute, the rock remix. I'm not actually sure who remixed that. I only got it from my cousin in a huge group of remixes. They were just listed as remixes from Kai. And I don't know if Kai just collected them or if Kai actually did all of them. There are a lot of them. But that one particular stood out to me. Absolute is originally from Dance Dance Revolution 5th mix, if I remember right. It was a lot of fun. I love that song. I can still remember the steps to it very clearly. But I always like that remix. It's just like, I love the guitar. A guitar really works for Absolute, I think. But anyway, our next track for today is something that came off of a recent OC Remix project. That's ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. You can actually find this project, I actually wrote it down for once, at tales.ocremix.org. That's T-A-L-E-S .ocremix.org. And it was a really big project, actually, of remixes from Tales of Symphonia and one of the other Tales games, I forget. I don't really like the Tales games, I'll tell you right now. I think they're kind of boring, and I don't know, I don't really have a lot in me for cliches, like RPG cliches anymore. But the worst, you know, thing about them, to me, is that the music, as far as I could tell from what I heard, was extremely bland, and for me, a good soundtrack can practically save a game, but, you know, that's why I'm doing this show. But I mean, the Tales games soundtracks were always so bland to me, they never stood out. But I was curious, because, you know, remixes often can improve on an original track, so I downloaded the project and checked it out. And most of the tracks are very solid, and the thing about it, again, is that very few of them stood out to me. I didn't, you know, take any of them off my list because they were nice to listen to, but none of them actually really made an impression of, wow, I really like this song, except for one. And I'm not sure what it was about this one that really caught my attention. It could have been the melody line, and it could have been the lyrics. The singer has a nice voice. The way it all comes together is nice. I'm not sure. But this is one of the few tracks off of the whole project that really stood out to me. It was by Nutritious and Pool Girl. It's from Tales of Symphonia. And it was called No Better Time Than Now, This Isn't the Time.
Thank you.
Was No Better Time Than Now, This Isn't the Time, by Nutritious and Pool Girl from Tales of Symphonia. You can find the remix project at tales.ocremix.org, that's tales.ocremix.org. We'll be back for more after these messages.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious. You'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double it.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and don't really have a theme today, just playing random stuff that I found fairly recently this time. This one I found off of Dwelling of Duels. The history behind Dwelling of Duels is a bit vague for me. I know the history behind VG Mix, but not Dwelling of Duels itself. Although Dwelling of Duels is a subdomain of VG Mix. Anyway. But Dwelling of Duels is a site that's focused on video game remixes, and each month or so they have a theme, and people submit remixes for that theme. And so occasionally you have like a free month where people just submit any remix they want, or you can have like an adventure game month where it's all adventure games. That's awesome. But either way, most of their tracks tend to revolve around electric guitars. It's a lot of a very heavy kind of metal rockish type stuff, which is cool, you know. But after a while, it does kind of blend together, I have to say. So this one actually, I think it won first place. And it was kind of a refreshing change of pace. It has a really nice, smooth sound. And, you know, I think it really matches with its title. The title is kind of very well, evocative of the mood. Evocates, it's not a verb. But either way, this is by Dr. Manhattan. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and this is down at the Hydro Cities nightclub. That was Down at the Hydro Cities nightclub from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. You can find that on Dwelling of Duels. That's dod.vgmix.com, I believe. Or you can just Google Dwelling of Duels. But either way, I really like that one. It was by Dr. Manhattan, if I didn't mention that. But I mentioned earlier that I had a whole set of remixes that my cousin sent me. And they were all of DDR music. And a lot of them, didn't have an explanation. And, a lot of them were just under remixes from Kai. And, I wasn't really sure what that meant exactly. I don't know if they were by him or for him or he just put them together, stuff like that. But there was a series of, I believe, six remixes that were all put together. And it was kind of interesting to me because I never would have expected remixes, I guess, in this style. But but they're actually very impressive for what they're trying to do. And considering, the source material that you're dealing with here, DDR music, it was kind of tricky to do. And also, I find them very amusing, I have to say. But all I really know about them is that they're by somebody called Kutima, and this is his version of Trip Machine. Kutima with a acapella version of Trip Machine, and we'll be back for more after these messages.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite, and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp, and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous, so loaded.
Chocolate.
Peanuts. Caramel Reese's Peanut Butter.
You don't eat it, you survive it.
Hi, down here, it's your mouth. Listen up, let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peeled for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Cool Mint Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25. So get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. Trip Machine is an old DDR standby. If you've ever played Dance Dance Revolution, you would have heard it. It first showed up, I believe, in second mix, if I remember right. Because I think the first mix's hard song was Paranoia. And Paranoia and Trip Machine I always considered them brothers, because they're both extremely difficult. But either way, this next track has a bit of a story to it. As I, mentioned earlier in the show, OC Remix occasionally does projects, right? And these are things where people remix an entire soundtrack to a game. And most of these, once they're done, they make it to the front page with the caveat that if they are done. And the thing is, there are dozens of projects that get started and never get finished. And it was a very big thing after the Donkey Kong instrumental or symphonic project got finished, that a lot of people began starting projects. And the thing was, a lot of them just never really got off the ground. Now, there's this one remixer, Protricity, and he was a huge troll. And I'm not exaggerating about this. He was. And he was actually a pretty amusing troll, too. And it's not like it's hard to troll the video game remixing community because everybody, there's so much drama. But either way, the fun thing is that he decided that he was going to do a remix project. And he was going to do Duck Hunt. And what he did is that he got an SPC. It was kind of a container for NES sound files. And he went through every track on the SPC, which meant that Duck Hunt doesn't really have music, for one thing. It has maybe a 15-second clip of music. But what the SPC mostly had were sound effects, like the dog barking, the duck quacking, stuff like that. So he wrote up a track list with these really goofy descriptions of just like a bonk noise, and he'd be like, yeah, I can totally see this as a hardcore chip dance track. You guys gotta do this. You know, it was a huge parody of the projects. The funny thing was that a lot of people were so amused by this that they actually began to claim tracks, you know, like, oh, I'm so doing the duck quack, you know. And they began remixing them. Potricity started because he actually did a remix of the dog barking that was actually pretty cool. And it was pretty creative, actually. But he started it. He was like, here, I'll start you guys off. And so people began to contribute remixes to it. And before long, most of the sounds off the soundtrack had been remixed. And the project was pretty much done. And Butter City came back later and he was like, I can't believe you guys actually did this. Oh my god. You know, it was really pretty hilarious. And then, of course, it was around April. Well, before April that this happened, maybe February or something. So when April Fools came around, OC announced that they had finished their latest project, which was Repercussions of Foul Lamentation, or Raffle, which was the Duck Hunt remix project. So it actually made it onto the front page at one point. And this whole story to me was just extremely amusing. And seeing it on the front page was great, because I'd been following it from the beginning and finding it all hilarious. But there were a lot of really funny tracks off of it, and some of them were like in-jokes, and some of them, you know, you have to hear the original sound to really get the joke about it. But this one I thought was pretty clever. I think it was the sound of the gun blast in the game, the little doosh noise. And this guy managed to turn it into something kind of neat, I think. So by Chlorophyll, this is from Duck Hunt, and this is Duck Breaker.
None of y'all busters trying to front like you down with the duck hunt. You better just stick to Mario and don't even take it to the bottom of that menu screen. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with the yes, yes, y'all. I'm like a drill sergeant when I barge in your apartment and order you to give me 60 pushes on the carpet. Let's see if you can hit a moving target. Let's see if you even have what it takes to initiate the cartridge. Shake it. It, place it, moderate the level of humidity and temperatures in the basement. If you can work the cartridge but can't hurt the cartridge, you're still garbage and you smell like farm kids. I down a duck and make the dog pick it up. Then I down three more but the dog ain't quick enough. Are you okay? Cause it seems awfully pink. The birds are super weight right up off of the screen. And I can tell by the way that you hold the plastic that what you really need to do is go home and practice. You feel sorry for the duck, you don't wanna have to blast it. That's why you on level one and you can't get past it. Like, what up? She said,
I don't know, I'm just playing Duck Hunt.
And I'm like, that's real, I'm a
be there in a minute. I'ma let them birds feel the heat as soon as I get it. I'ma show you how a real player do. Just as long as you don't try to control the cut, play it too. I turned my hat around cause it was turned backwards. Then I take my hoodie off and expose the black shirt. Get the plastic piece and plug it in. I'ma polish and duck again. I'ma send a flash of light and watch as I plummet it. Quack, quack, y'all, you whack, y'all. Brother dog to the grass getting his laugh on. I'm about to get my blast on, it won't last long. It's like I take it back with an ill rap song. I take it back with a yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with a yes, yes, y'all. I take it back with a yes, yes, y'all. Give me a muffin. Hold up. Give me all your muffins. Think I'm playing games? I am so serious. Got me messed up. Yo, man, I couldn't help but notice the pink screen. I mean, what's the deal? It's like Barbie dolls and stuff. The birds are still playing.
That was Chlorophyll with Duck Breaka from Duck Hunt. And I really, none of those remixes ever made it onto OC officially because they were all mostly a joke. But you might be able to find some remnants of it. There, actually, the Rothel page might still be up, the Repercussions of Foul Lamentation. It might still be on Google somewhere or, you know, hidden on OC somewhere in the, you know, depths of it. But I'd recommend checking it out. There are a lot of really hilarious tracks off it, and Duck Breaka was one of the more creative ones. And again, it was just that sound. That sound was the only thing that they had to remix. But they did, like, the siren noise, or the duck quacking one is great. I need to bring that in for you. But either way, that was the last track I'm going to play for you tonight. I would like to thank you for listening here to Ultimega OK. I'd like to advise you to tune in next week for more of the same here on the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.